Screen Directors Playhouse stars Jimmy Stewart, Eleanor Parker. Production, Next Time We Love. Director, E.H. Griffith.
This is the Screen Directors Playhouse, the Thursday night feature on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from the pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. By RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. And by Chesterfield, the cigarette that has for you what every smoker wants. Mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. The cigarette that brings you Bing Crosby and Bob Hope. Tonight, the Screen Directors Playhouse is pleased to present a love story as everlasting as time. And here are two Academy Award nominees to recreate their original roles, Jimmy Stewart and Eleanor Parker.
Jimmy, since you created the original role of Chris in the motion picture Next Time We Love, I think it's only fitting that you tell the people a little about it.
Well, thank you, Eleanor. Next Time We Love is the story of Chris and Cicely and what they did with their lives. It's sentimental, warm, tender, and above all, human. I assure you it'll live a long time in your memories. But before we begin, here's Jimmy Wallington.
Here is something you should know if you ever suffer from the sudden pain of headaches, neuritis, or neuralgia. It's a way to ease the pain, often within a few minutes. A way that is incredibly fast and effective. It's Anacin. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people were first introduced to Anacin through their own physicians or dentists. But today these tablets are in such widespread use that all drug counters have them, and anyone may enjoy their benefits. Next time you suffer from the pains of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, by all means try Anacin. You'll like the convenience of Anacin tablets, and you'll be delighted with Anacin's incredibly fast action. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin. Ask for Anacin by name today at your druggist. Now, here are Jimmy Stewart as Chris and Eleanor Parker as Cicely, and the first act of Next Time We Love.
Did you see the item hidden away in the corner of the drama page? Cicely Tyler, at the height of her career, has retired from the theater. No further detail, no clues to the reason. It was that cold, that blunt. Well, my name is Tom Abbott. Cicely was and is my great friend. And although I respect her obvious desire for privacy, I feel her story should be told. Let's see, it began in 1942 while she was a junior at college. And terribly in love with a young newspaper man, Chris.
Newark, Elizabeth, Princeton Junction, Trenton, and Atlantic City. All aboard?
In a moment, I'll be leaving. And the train goes so fast. It's pretty awful.
Oh, darling, now don't talk like that.
Parting is such sweet sorrow. Whoever said that?
That's Juliet.
A lot she knew. It'll be weeks and weeks, won't it, before we...
No, but you'll be busy.
Oh, yes. Junior prom, little boys from Princeton, rehearsals at the Merchant of Venice, and student council.
Well, anyway, it's just one more year after that.
Time enough for you to meet girls who've already gotten started. Newspaper women and artists, and, well, not just college girls.
Yes, and time enough for you to meet a lot of college guys who have lots of time over weekends. And I don't mean that any more than you meant what you told me.
Oh, but Chrissy, if you did meet a girl you didn't have to wait for, I'd understand.
What would you understand?
Well, it doesn't seem fair to you, that's all. A girl away at college is such a useless person to be in love with.
Oh, darling, you're very sweet and understanding about my problems, but do you mind very much if I just go on loving you and do without the artist or the newspaper woman or whatever she is?
If there was one, I'd come right up and scratch her eyes out.
Hello? Well, that means you, dear. Here, up the steps you go.
Goodbye, Chris.
Well, I suppose there's some satisfaction in doing what's sensible.
Yes, particularly when there isn't much choice.
Yeah?
You ought to do what I do. When you get up in the morning, you should say to yourself, every day and everywhere, I'm getting sensibler and sensitive.
Yeah?
Oh, bye, Chris. I love you.
Cecily, what would happen if you didn't take this train?
It wouldn't matter if you wanted me to stay.
Come on, jump, Cecily. Here in my arms.
Oh, darling. Your apartment.
You know, lots of people that got famous afterwards live in this house. Oh, Henry did when he was broke, and a whole lot. Cecily, what's the matter? You're shaking.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my darling. Say you're glad, and I'll be glad. Or say you're sorry. If that's true, I'll send you back to college in the next train. I'll think of some excuse that'll be all right.
Oh, I'm glad.
But what made you decide not to take the train?
You asked me not to.
No, I mean, what made you say yes?
Oh, I made up my mind long ago I'd say yes, if you ever asked me to stay. There's never been anyone else for me.
Nor for me.
Oh, Chris, I can't be sensible. Not when you're so close and I'm so happy.
Well, what do I sit here?
Oh, just not too close, Chris. Just because I got off that train, I don't want you to think... Well, I mean, it isn't necessary.
To what?
Well...
Are you trying to tell me that I don't have to marry you?
Yes.
Oh, my darling.
Well, one of us has to be sensible. Now, a girl of 21 is older in many ways than a man is at 26.
Oh, uh-huh. What big eyes you have, Grandma.
No, I'm serious. If you came to me and said... Grandma, I love this girl, and I earn $50 a week as a newspaper reporter, and, oh, I want to marry her and live happily ever after. Do you know what I'd say?
No. What would you say, Grandma?
I'd say it's the spring, my son. Nothing but the spring.
The trouble with you, Grandma, you're too old-fashioned.
The trouble with you, Grandpa, is I adore you.
I thought you were alone, Chris. I'm sorry.
No. Come on in, Tommy. There's a friend of mine, Cecily. He lives downstairs in front. He's in the motion picture business, and he's crazy. Tommy, this is Cecily.
How do you do, Tommy?
How do you do?
Tommy, how would you like to be a witness at our wedding?
What's this about a wedding?
Yeah.
Yours, I suppose? When?
Right away. Let's get going.
No, wait. Don't drink it all.
Huh?
I want to propose a toast. Here's to Tommy. May he be as good a friend of Chris and Cecily as he is of just Chris.
Oh, that's a very nice toast. Even if it did go up your nose.
Oh, I guess I'm not used to drinking champagne. Oh, I'm so happy.
Right. Uh-oh. I've got to call the office.
Oh, why bother? They get newspapers out every day.
Yeah, I'd better call them. I'll be right back.
I wonder what they do to newspaper men to make them work so hard, Maybe they hypnotize
him. They don't have to do anything to Chris.
I know, he likes his work. I envy him.
I hope he never stops. I think that's what makes him such an exciting person. I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's your wedding night. Go ahead, talk about him.
doesn't seem to be much on my mind except my marriage and what I've got to do not to spoil it.
Aren't you beginning to worry a little bit early? It's only 11 o'clock.
Oh, I'm in such a whirl I can't make sense, but what I mean is this. Well, I've made a resolution, and I'm simply not going to be a burden to Chris.
Yeah, well, how do you propose not being a burden?
I'm going to have work of my own to do. I'd like to go on the stage.
How can you act?
Oh, I did quite a lot in college.
Well, I know a lot of people in the theater. Maybe I can help you.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Uh-oh, here comes Chris with a sad look. Bad news from the front.
Well, of all the dirty tricks I ever heard of.
What's the matter?
Somebody just murdered Dutch Hoffler.
Friend of yours?
Yeah. No. He's a gangster. They wanted me to go over to Jersey City right away and get the dope.
But didn't you tell them this was your wedding night?
Yeah, I told them that, and they told me Dutch Hoffler just got murdered, so what about it?
Of course you have to go, darling.
But it's not a very nice wedding night for you. I don't know when I'll be back, honey.
I wouldn't marry a newspaper man. Goodbye, darling. I'll be waiting for you. Chris, have I wonderful news.
Fine. Hand me that eraser, will you, honey?
Chris, Tommy got me a part in a play. Isn't that marvelous?
Wonderful.
Listen
to this, Cecily.
Chris, I wanted to read my part to you.
Oh, well, I was just finishing this thing about Winston Churchill for Sunday.
Oh, were you? Yeah. Well, read it to me.
You want to hear it, man?
Oh, yes.
Here's what I have. The disaster in London was a nightmare 5 days old, and now panic reigned. There was no food, water was scarce, and overhead waves of Luftwaffe dropped their bombs of degradation. Only one man to rally the prostrate nation, Winston Churchill, raised his voice above the babbling panic and put new courage into the hearts of his countrymen.
Oh, that's grand, Chris.
You think it's all right, huh? You don't think I'm a little too fancy with it?
Oh, I should say not.
No, I don't know. Maybe I'll tone it down.
Oh,
no,
I wouldn't change a word of it, no.
You wouldn't?
No. Oh, look, Chris, here's the play script. Would you mind cueing me? I'd like to be sure of my lines.
Oh, sure, yeah. Where do I start?
Oh, right there. Right.
Here?
Yes.
Oh, this has a bell ring, is that right? Yeah. Well, I'll make a ting-a-ling-a-ling.
Yes, Mr. Cranton?
A little buttered toast.
Yes, Mr. Cranton. Oh, Mr. Cranton, I hope you won't mind my saying this, but...
Go ahead, my child.
I couldn't help overhearing what Mr. Brown said to you, and I want you to know I'm terribly sorry, and if there's... Well, I'd do anything to help you. Anything at all.
Mm-hmm. Look, darling, that last line...
Yes, what about it?
Well, I don't think you mean that you'd do anything for him. I mean, when you say anything at all like that, it sort of sounds like you meant that...
Well, that's the way I did in rehearsal, exactly like that.
I know, but after all, you're just playing a maid's part. You don't have to get so emotional about it.
I'm not emotional.
All right, okay. All right, now go on. Let's see, now, kind of you. That's kind of you. What's the matter? Kind of you.
I just maybe better go get myself.
Well, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't think you minded a little honest criticism.
I don't mind criticism, but you wouldn't like it if I made fun of your stories. Anyway, I don't need to do it now.
Well, wait a minute.
It's all right.
Darling, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings.
It's all right, Chris, really.
Scott's honor, I'll never tell you how to act again. Come on over here to me.
Oh, Chris, I'm such a goose. Darling, I'm so ashamed of myself for taking myself so seriously.
Well, I got a lot of nerve, too. Imagine me trying to be a director, huh?
It is fun, though, isn't it? Each of us so busy and getting on a little.
That's just the way we figured it,
wasn't it? Oh, Chris, can it keep on like this? Getting better and better month after month. Sometimes I'm so happy it frightens me.
Oh, you always wanted to worry about something.
Please. Read me the rest of your story.
No, sir. No, after you've read me your scene.
Give me a kiss first.
A
Our story continues in just a moment. But now, here's a word from RCA Victor. Why do more people choose RCA Victor television than any other make? The reason can be summed up in just one word. Quality. Million-proof quality. Proven in over 2 million homes. RCA Victor television is America's favorite television because, feature for feature, it's America's finest television. With RCA Victor, for example, you enjoy clear, bright, steady pictures that are locked in place by RCA Victor's exclusive eyewitness picture synchronizer. You choose your set from 14 separate models, available in a wide variety of distinctive cabinets, every one a masterpiece of superb engineering and quality craftsmanship. And remember, only when you buy RCA Victor television can you buy the RCA Victor factory service contract for expert installation and maintenance. Next chance you get, step into your RCA Victor dealers and look over the very finest television in America today. RCA Victor million-proof television, proven in over 2 million homes.